Blog Talk Radio.
You've been gone.
Welcome everyone to the Sankofa. Your host, I want to welcome you again to this another episode on our series of the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. And as always, our mission here is assisting our brothers and sisters here in the diaspora repatriate and set up businesses on the African continent. Africa is our home and it's calling, saying come home, and we are responding to that call here at the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. First and foremost, we are a business incubator. We will assist our brothers and sisters setting up businesses and ensure the success of those businesses. And we invite you to join us on this call and support us on our mission, helping us to make this a reality of having successful businesses set up on the African continent. You can choose to support us by going to our website at sankoforepat.com and choose to donate and become a monthly Patreon contributor. You could choose to donate as little as $1 per month. And we have seen where our brothers and sisters have been stepping up and donating more. But if $1 is all you can do, we really do thank you for that. And we do believe in strength in numbers, and we will get to our goal with your assistance. Again, that is sankoforepat.com, sankoforepat.com. You can go to our website and click on donate and choose to become a monthly Patreon donator. Also, we want to remind you of our challenge that is ongoing. We have a lot of our brothers and sisters, a lot more brothers than sisters, I must say, that are sending in videos telling us why they should be a part of the first 100 to be set up on the African continent with businesses. And we have those videos that are trickling in. So if you know anyone who's interested, or you might be sitting on the sideline waiting to do your video, we invite you that you do submit a video, you know, explain to us and post it to social media. And also you want to tag us on one of our social media channels. I will give those out very soon. Also, please use the hashtag Sankofa Repat. That's hashtag Sankofa Repat in that challenge. So let's go ahead and I'll give out some of our social media streams. On Twitter, we are Program Sankofa. That is Program Sankofa at Program Sankofa on Twitter. Also on Instagram, we're at Sankofa Repatriation. Okay? You can find us on Instagram at Sankofa Repatriation. Also, we are on YouTube. Our YouTube is just Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. And also on Facebook, we are Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Okay, so like I said, please remember to visit our website and decide to become a monthly Patreon contributor. That will definitely help us on our goals. I want to remind you of an upcoming event in the DC area. That is May 16th and the 17th. We have our African Cultural Expo and Gala. We do invite you to purchase your tickets to attend that event. Also, one of the main things you want to note about that event is that you will be able to pre-register for receiving your free plot of land in Ghana, and that is under the Pan-African project that is overseen by Nana Obakese, who appeared on our last podcast and talked about that program. You will be able to pick out your plot of land and pre-register there, and within 90 days you can pay for all the fees that are associated in transferring that deed, we call it here, but it's in Ghana, it's an indenture. You'll be able to pay for the fees to get your property in your name, and within 2 years you're asked to, you know, start building of your home there. So you'll be able to pre-register for your free land at those events. So we do invite you and ask that you do, you know, purchase tickets for that event. And also on our Facebook, you can, and our all our social media platforms, you can see information about an ongoing fundraising we have going on. We're trying to establish our headquarters in Ghana, and we are starting a building fund. So you can choose to donate to our building fund, and as part of that, if you donate a minimum of $200, you will have access to free stay. You will have access to free stay. Okay, also continuing, we will be joined by our special guest later on. We do have a special guest today who will be appearing on our podcast.
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Prince Dionys. I was just giving our listeners wonderful information that you will be appearing on our guest, as a guest on our show. So we welcome you, Prince Dionys. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's an honor. It's a pleasure to be with you guys, to join you guys tonight.
Okay, great. It is our honor, Dionys, and I do trust that our guests will be getting a lot of valuable information from your podcast and appearing on our show today. So just to give our listeners a little bit of information about Prince Dionys, he's a YouTube influencer, and what is unique about Dionys is championing the cause of the African pride on his YouTube channel, Search for Uhuru. And also, Prince Dionys has obtained his Nigerian citizenship, and he was ordained a prince in Nigeria. Is that correct, Dionys?
Yes. And I want to make a correction. I feel like I'm more impactful and dynamic than just a YouTuber. You know, I don't want to be limited to just being known as a YouTuber. I mean, basically, what I'm doing, I'm connecting the diaspora back to Africa through art, media, culture, and commerce. And,
right.
You know, I'm making an impact not only on Africa, but the global community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bridge builder overall. And YouTube is, I would say, one of the platforms that I use.
One of the tools.
To build that bridge. So, but go ahead. Yes, sir.
Great.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thanks for the clarification, and
no problem.
Okay, great. And also, we do note that you have done extensive travel throughout the continent, so we'll be delving into all of that information later on and learning a lot more about Dionys. So Dionys, to begin, can you give us a little bit about your background pre your African visit? Tell us about, you know, life in America before all your African endeavor started.
Yeah, so back in 2011, I was in corporate America working for a company called Cintas. I was doing very well, and, you know, a friend told me, Dionys, he suggested that I take a cruise, you know, take a vacation, Brother Fitzgerald Stevens. He's a regular on my platform.
Yeah.
So instead of a cruise, I said, you know what, I'm going to go to Brazil instead, and, you know, I'm going to try to link up with as many beautiful Brazilian women as I can. So I was going to go to Brazil, but the person that I was going to go with, who was going to host me, she ended up backing out. So I was like, okay. I don't want to go to Brazil by myself. So I was talking to another friend of mine, and, you know, he was like, you know, you should go to Tanzania, go to West Africa. I mean, East Africa, go to Tanzania. And, you know, at first I was like, you know, so I started to research it, and there was an island in Tanzania called Zanzibar. And so I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and there's a club in called Zanzibar. So I said, you know, I was like, yeah, that must be, you know, confirmation that, you know, I should go. So I went, fell in love, and I've been dedicating myself to the cause ever since.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is quite an interesting connection of how those series of events played out, you know, and leading you to Zanzibar. And I must say, from all the images that I've seen about Zanzibar, they have beautiful beaches there. That is some of the pictures I've seen. And I've spoken to persons here, you know, just in conversation, like what country would you like to visit or live? And I must take it. Yeah, you are hearing me, right?
I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, great. The last thing I was just saying is that I've spoken to a couple of my team members here, and you know, just in conversation, asking them, you know, what African country you would like to visit, and Tanzania did pop up as top on that list. And me personally, I've seen some of the beaches there, beautiful beaches, in Zanzibar. Okay, so from what I understand, you have worked in corporate America here, and I take it, I've watched a lot of your YouTube videos, and you pretty much had a successful career. So talk about how did you choose to give up all of that and went for better opportunities in all your travels to Africa?
I mean, it's, you know, you have one life to live, so... You know, I knew my end game wasn't going to be corporate America, you know, and I just didn't want to be that guy regretting that I didn't leave corporate America to pursue, you know, my African dream. You know, I didn't want to be that guy who would regret later in life when I'm in the rocking chair, you know, on the front porch. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to be the rocking chair. I'm still going to be very active. I don't want to be that guy who, you know, who would have regretted leaving, I didn't want to regret me still pursuing, you know, the American dream and not going after the African dream.
The African
dream. So that's why I hung it up.
And I do believe that was one of your topics recently on your show, like pursuing your American dream will deny you the opportunity of, you know, going after your African dream.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. So did you make any kind of preparations before you made that leap, and how did that play out?
I try to prepare, but it's just, you know, something will come up, you know, this will come up. So I just had to, you know, basically say, okay, this date I'm leaving. Because something will always come up, or, you know, I would say, okay, I'm going to save up this amount of money, then life will hit and I will have to use that amount of money for something else. So I just said, you know what, I'm leaving, you know, so I just said, this date I'm gone.
Wow.
I'm just going to allow life to run its course.
Yes. So you took that jump, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because you can see that, you know, a lot of our brothers and sisters here who might like to visit or who might like to migrate and live there, their, you know, financial or economic means might be one of the things that they're contemplating and pondering on. And they take so much time thinking, should I or should I not? So you took that leap. So when was it that you did set up your YouTube channel? Was that before or after?
I know I had my YouTube channel doing. I would say I officially I really started going heavy on my YouTube channel probably 2017.
Okay.
That's when I really started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you had
really,
the
really focusing on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us. Yeah, tell us about the actual first trip now. When was your first trip and to what country?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, I was asking about your first trip. When did your first trip actually happen and to what country was it?
Yeah, it was 2011. I went to Tanzania.
Oh, 2011.
December 2011, I went to Tanzania.
Okay,
yeah.
Tanzania was the first one. Okay, and how was that trip like? What was the best experience about it?
It was great. I mean, I enjoyed it. I loved it. I mean, I fell in love with the continent after that. And I was trying to figure out a way. How can I figure out a way to earn enough income where I can stay here full time? I mean, why would I leave a beautiful place like Zanzibar to come back to the concrete jungle of Atlanta or L.A.? Like, it just, you know, that was my focus.
Mm-hmm. Was that hard, you know, pinpointing, let's say, your income source? Was that an obstacle?
Pinpointing who?
Pinpointing, let's say, your income. How would you make money while you're on your travels? Was that a
hard
thing?
So basically I do several things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, I write. So, guys, make sure you go on Amazon.com, search your name, Dynasty
uh-huh.
Mir, buy a book. I have art as well. Everybody, go to DynastyMirror.com. Go to DynastyMirror.com. You can see everything I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, support. I'm doing tours as well. So our next tour is coming up right around the corner, March 20th through the 26th. We're going to Nigeria. And then we're going again in August, March 20th. I'm sorry, August 13th through the 19th. And then we have the tour to Sierra Leone, and that's going to be December 4th through 12th.
Mhm. Okay. Great. So you have a couple of things that you work on to keep you afloat, and not more so keeping you afloat. It is allowing you to create that bridge, as you put it, because one might look at it and think it's about dynasty. But it's what Dynas is doing. You're creating that bridge between our people here in the diaspora to have a more appreciation, you know, of the culture, the land, you know, all the stuff that is available in Africa. And that is what this really is about. So do you want to talk a little bit more about some of the books that you have?
Yeah, so I've written several books.
Yeah.
One is a sales book.
Mm-hmm.
One is a sales book because, you know, I've done sales. That was my corporate job, sales. So I wrote a sales book on that. Sales Motivation 101, Get Off Your Ass to Cold Call. Then
uh-huh.
I've written several children's books, seven
okay.
children's books. It's really focused on, you know, the you know, self-esteem, raising the
uh-huh.
self-esteem of children, identity.
Okay.
You know, teaching children, black children specifically, who they are, where they come from.
Okay.
So that's basically, you know, what my book's focused on.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Great. That is good stuff. So I definitely will be going on Amazon and purchasing a couple of your books. That much I can say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
No. I am Dwayne and D. Ryan. Yeah, so I definitely will be going on Amazon and getting some of your books. So during your travels, I'm pretty sure that you have a lot of great experiences. What's one of the most undesirable things that, you know, happened along your trip? Something that you weren't so happy with? Can you share that with us?
I would say my coronation in Nigeria as a prince, Odorul, Nigeria. That's my most memorable event right now so far.
Okay. So yeah, since you brought that up, can you tell us what inspired that, or it was just destiny that had to happen? How did that come about?
I think it was destiny. Oh, it was discovered that you know. you know, confirm that I am, you know, have roots in Nigeria. But one of their sons was returning home. My descendants left as royalty, and, you know, the son, one of their sons, returned back. And so that's why my name is Adewale, which means the crown returns home. So.
Okay. Okay, and how did that play out? Let's say I take it that you did a DNA test, right? And did you present this to the local chief?
I have my DNA test, and also it was done spiritually through a reading. Both ways.
Both ways. Great. So that is on the on the American side. You done all this work. Let's say when you got to Nigeria now, how was that presented, you know, to the chiefs that are there that conducted the coronation?
Well, no. So, you know, my good brother, Fala Jiki, shout out to Fala Jiki, he basically told me there was a king that wanted to meet me. And I met him and, you know, yeah.
Oh, cool. That connection came about. Was it someone you had known before? Yeah, how did that connection come about?
I had met Fala Jiki through a mutual friend of mine here in Atlanta. You know, and I went to go visit Nigeria, and I fell in love with Nigeria. And then it was discovered that I'm from there, so I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Great. So with your coronation and being a prince in Nigeria, are there certain obligations that come with that? Are there certain duties that you do to uphold that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, bringing awareness to the kingdom, bringing resources to the kingdom. So, yeah, I do definitely have responsibilities.
Okay, great. And you do mention the kingdom. Is that part of an ethnic group? What would be the name of that group?
Yoruba.
Okay.
Yoruba, huh?
Great. Okay. Great. That is huge. Yoruba would be one of the major, you know, ethnic groups in the African region. So that is pretty huge.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that relate to any specific part of Nigeria, or Yoruba tradition and people spans multiple areas in Nigeria?
Yeah. So, Benin Republic, Sierra Leone, because of the slave trade. Brazil, there's a large number of Yoruba in Brazil. Of course, Nigeria, Cameroon. You know, stretched a long way.
Oh, cool. Great. That is pretty touching, and I do admire the fact that you went back, you picked up your princehood, and you're championing the cause of spreading awareness, bringing to light a lot of the information that we see coming through throughout your platforms. I haven't seen your books yet, but from what I consume on your YouTube, it's a lot of great work. And I do watch all your travels. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. So one of the things I want to ask you, Dynas, so you're, you know, African-American, you know, traveling to Nigeria. How do the local folks interact with you? How do they view you?
It's been great. I mean, it's overall been a great experience. I mean, it's been awesome.
Okay. Cool. Are there anyone that sees you as, let's say, a foreigner, or, you know, someone different from them, or
I am part of the community, but I mean, there are certain things that, you know, once I open my mouth, stick out, but, you know, it isn't, I guess, weaponized against me, if that makes sense. I haven't had that issue, so. But I am, you know, welcome at home as a Yoruba man. You know, I'm still learning the language. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I've been well received.
Okay, great. Yep, and it will speak to some of the videos that I do watch that you have a good rapport with a lot of the Nigerian brothers and sisters on the ground. Okay, so tell us about, you know, some of the other African countries that you have visited. I think you have visited a lot. How many are they, and what was that experience like from different country to country?
Like maybe like 15, 16 now. I mean, it's been great.
Okay.
Yeah, my experience has been great. My favorite two are Nigeria and Sierra Leone.
Okay, great. Any particular reason? Let's go with Nigeria. What do you like most there?
Oh man, it's a very dynamic place. I mean, people, you got to go visit Nigeria. You have to go very dynamic country, and then Sierra Leone, Freetown is absolutely beautiful. Nigeria is beautiful too, but Sierra Leone. And then my personality, is Nigerian. Like I fit in with Nigerians' personality rise in Nigeria, but Sierra Leone is probably the most beautiful place I ever laid eyes on.
Yep. No, it's pretty interesting. Now I was just, you know, on social media recently. I've, you know, just scrolling through and I saw someone post a couple languages. I think it's from the Gullah people. Now I'm from Jamaica. And some of the language similarities between the language spoken in Jamaica versus the Gullah language, it is eerie similar. So, you know, I think we're all, you know, one people just connecting. So anything specific that you liked about, you know, Sierra Leone?
Oh, like I said, the people are great, the food is great, the culture is beautiful, and then the country itself is stunning. As far as the landscape.
Well, now I think a lot of our people are listening, saying they find it hard to believe that such beauty exists there. Because I tell you, this
much,
I truly I've spoken to friends before, and I told them, hey, you know, I'm thinking about visiting these areas, you know, Sierra Leone, and, you know, the thought was of caution came, and that is all they're just, you know, reminding me about. You know, I'm like, why not go and see? So, you know, just reassure our people that, you know, you had a great experience. Place is beautiful. Because I see the videos.
Yes, it's stunning.
Okay, great. So you know, growing up in America, visiting African countries, I'm sure there might be a cultural shift. Is there anything that was, you know, shocking to you when you went there? What was most, like a cultural shock? Did you experience anything like that?
You know, it's funny. I tell people it was easier for me to integrate into Africa versus when I moved from California to Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Nice. Anything in specific why you would hold that view? What did you experience?
It was just my experience. I mean, it was easier to integrate into Africa than when I moved to Georgia. When I moved to LA, you know, it's just easier to integrate it in Africa.
Because
I would say, the South is community based as well. California is very individualistic. You know, it's very community centered in Africa.
But it's like that too
in the South. It's changed a lot. It's not really like that anymore. But when I first moved to the South, it was very community oriented versus going when I left the South to go to LA. It's pretty much you on your own.
Yeah. Yep. That is the common theme that I've seen, you know, coming out of a lot of the videos that I watch. I watch, you know, Brother Four Day on YouTube, and Chris, I watched that video when you were speaking with those brothers, and all of our people who are sharing content on YouTube, and that is the common theme, is that, you know, there's a sense of community that exists, and not as individualistic as here. So, sure. So let's jump back to Nigeria a bit, because I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners are just wondering about some of the opportunities that exist in Nigeria. Can you tell us about, you know, during your travels, what kind of opportunities for businesses that you see there?
Real estate, agriculture, you know, pretty much
okay.
anything you do over here is an opportunity to do it over there as well.
To do it there. Okay. Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the field is just wide open. If you could do it
right
here, you could do it there. Great. So regarding the new oil refinery that's being built in Nigeria.
About the Delta, yes.
Mhm. Okay, so that that'll be bringing a boom to that area. Okay. Okay, great. So you spoke about all the things that you do, you know, to sustain yourself, to allow you to do this work that you're doing while you're there. Can you just give us a general overview of how our folks might prepare before they make that leap? What are some of the things that they need to put in place before, you know, migrating?
I would say start building the relationships here now in
okay.
America with people who are over in the country that you're thinking about relocating to. But at the same time also, I would go see as many countries as possible.
Mm-hmm.
See where you fit in the most.
Okay.
You know, because I know a lot of people just go straight to Ghana.
Uh-huh.
But you never know. Sierra Leone or Nigeria or Gambia might be a better fit. So
mm-hmm.
I would travel to as many countries as possible before you just, you know, decide on one country. That's what I would do.
Oh, okay, that's great. So you do suggest, you know, visiting a couple countries before. Yeah. That is interesting. Nice. Okay, so I have one particular question. This is maybe more so personal for me to you, because I do watch a lot of your videos. As soon as that notification comes on, I'm watching. If it's, you know, something that's recorded, I'll watch it and listen in my free time. So you do a lot of great work. You are championing that African pride, like you so eloquently put it before. So I want to ask you, do you consider yourself a Pan-Africanist, or you're just doing the work of, you know, embracing the African pride?
I would consider myself a Pan-Africanist, but I wouldn't solely just put myself in the box.
Uh-huh.
Being a Pan-African. I am a Pan-African who is part of the larger global community.
Interesting.
Meaning I'm going to have to do business and interact with everybody across this planet,
mm-hmm.
but I am Africa
mm-hmm.
first.
Oh, okay. Great. I love it. Yeah. Well, I must commend you on the wonderful work that you're doing on the ground. A lot of people
Thank
are
you.
Here. And we see the content that you put out, and I love the discourse on your channel with Lou Major.
You like Lou Major?
Yeah. I gotta say, he talks a lot of truth. So very interesting.
Yeah, you know, I think people can't handle his delivery, but it's like, okay,
uh-huh.
take away the delivery.
Yeah,
is he wrong?
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is true. So you want to listen, you know, and take out the truth from what he's saying. Okay. So let us. I'm gonna go ahead and give out your YouTube information. Your YouTube platform. It is search for Uhuru. That is the YouTube channel that you could find Dynas on. Search for
yes.
Uhuru. Lots of great YouTube, lots of great content coming out. Be sure to search for Dynas on YouTube and like and subscribe to his channel. And you want to hit the post notification bell so you can see all the notifications.
Yeah, and then also,
Make sure you go
to DynasAmir.com. DynasAmir.com.
Okay.
First name, last name. .com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to DynasAmir.com as well.
Okay. Just go ahead and, again, I know knowing that you said it earlier, just, you know, remind us of some of the items that are on your website. Hey, Dynas?
Say it one more time. I lost you.
Go ahead and tell our folks some of the items that they could get on your website.
I mean, everything from art, jewelry, books, and then also, too, you can see the different projects and initiatives I'm working on.
Okay.
So it's all there. Go to DynasAmir.com. That gives you an overview of everything in one spot.
Okay, great. So also,
I have several different brands. You know, DynasAmir is the it's like my LVMH. You know, several different brands, and that's the parent company, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Also, I want you to remind us of your upcoming tours because you do host a lot of tours in several countries. So go ahead and remind us of your tours that are coming up.
March 20th through the 26th, we're back in Nigeria. August 13th through the 19th, we'll be back in Nigeria for the Oshun Festival. And then December 4th through the 12th, we will be in Sierra Leone. And then we'll do Nigeria. I don't know the dates yet. In a trip in November, that's going to be for my our festival in my kingdom.
Okay, great. I did look at earlier on. I did ask about some of your tours. Then I'm definitely going to join you on one of your tours. So it might be later on in August or December. So. I'd really love to come on.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Not a problem. Not a problem. One final question before you go, Dynas. Where is Miss Dynas?
I'm single. I'm currently single and ready to mingle, but you know.
Okay, cool. Interesting. And is there because since you have traveled to our African countries, is there a limit to the amount of Miss Dynas?
You know what? I used to want more than one wife, but I think I just don't have the at this time the energy and the emotional availability for more than one wife. So right now I'm just gonna do one wife.
When you said that, I was just remembering musical genius Coty Fella. At one point, he had 29 wives.
Right, and that ended. So.
He ended up divorcing all 29 wives.
Right, exactly.
Interesting. Well, Dynas, I want to thank you for coming on our podcast and sharing all this wonderful information. Why don't you go ahead and give out your other social media platforms where our listeners can find you?
Go to search for a Huru. That's all one phrase. Search for a Huru. SearchForAHuru. Huru. Huru. That's all one phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can find me. Search for a Huru.
Okay.
Or just search Dynas Amir, my name. First name, last name, Dynas, D-Y-N-A-S-T, Amir. And, you can find me that way.
Okay, great. Well, again, I want to thank you on behalf of the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program for appearing on the show and sharing all this wonderful information with us. Thank you, Brother Dynas.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, not a problem, man.
Okay.
Enjoy your rest of your day. Cool.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, so that ends our program for today, our podcast for today. I want to thank Dionys Amir for joining us. Again, you could find him on YouTube. His YouTube channel is Search for Uhuru. And you can see all the wonderful work that he is doing, you know, bridging that gap between us in the diaspora and our brothers and sisters on the African continent. Also, you can find him on all the other social media platforms, that is Instagram and also Twitter. Before we go, we want to remind you of our upcoming event in May 16th and the 17th, that is our African Cultural Expo and Gala. You could decide to purchase tickets to attend any one of those events. And on the day of both of those events, you will be able to pre-register for a free plot of land in Ghana. And that is all brought to you under the patronage of Nana Obakese and the Pan-African Village Project. So you could register for your free plot of land, pick out your land that you want, and you will be asked to pay for only the fees for transferring that land to you. Okay, and we do hope that you have a great rest of your day.